Farmland values, bottomed out or on a plateau? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. I got a letter from a company that specializes in evaluating the trends in farmland and farmland sales. It's called Farmers National Company. The letter discussed the current state of land sales, and I talked to Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations, Randy Dickott.
What we've seen in the land values, the different states that we do monitor internally, average price of high-quality land in those states is steady. Some are down. You can see it. Others are pretty steady, one or two inched up a little. So that's kind of the plateau. And you look on some other charts, line graphs and stuff, plotting it. It shows we've come down from the top of 2013 or so, and then we've leveled out this year, last year somewhat. But ultimately, right now, there are quite a few uncertainties that I guess I just termed it that the market's holding its breath to see what happens with some of those things. I think everybody's familiar with the trade issues and tariffs, and with China specifically with ag products. How's that affecting California wine producers or alfalfa exporters from the Pacific Northwest, and especially soybean producers? So that impacts farm income.
Despite lower farm income expectations, farm lease terms are holding mostly steady for 2019 with little movement in cash rental sales.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.